when you're able to focus on the transformation first, then it allows you to open the door to be more creative with, okay, if that's the support they need, then how can I deliver that in a way that makes sense for me? Not how can I make, basically force a transformation to work with me and doing it the opposite of the way that it really should in order to get you the traction that you want.
You're listening to the It's a Vibe podcast, the show that'll give you the talk and tools to elevate your online business and create a brag-worthy brand experience that will turn your dream clients into raving fans. Whip up your favorite cocktail, grab a seat, and let's take a sprinkle more intentional action so that you can finally make your business the total joyride it deserves to be. Let's do this.
Hello, hello. Your BFF and Business Elevation is here, Sarah Williams. I am so excited about today's topic. I feel like I say that every episode, but next to talking about business systems and tools and organization, talking about strategic offer suites might be my next favorite thing. I love it. I could talk about it for days. Our offer strategy intensives are like one of my favorite offers that we here at Rebel Office deliver. It's so important. And this episode, we've got quite a bit to cover. I want to talk through five different ways that you can make your current offer suite or offer package, your ecosystem, your kind of profit mechanism. I can throw all the words at you, but making it more strategic. And we've got a lot to do, but I want to start with the benefits of it. First of all, your offer suite is basically a term for all of the products and services in your business. And when it comes to how they're positioned and how they lead into one another and all of those things, having an offer suite or having all of your products and services have a purpose for your business, there's three main benefits that I lean on a lot when trying to communicate why it's so important. One, it sells for you. So when you have each of your products and services optimized, they are then optimized to not only deliver the transformation for that specific product and service, but it's also optimized to get them prepared for the next step in their journey, which ideally is another offer or product or service in your offer suite. Now, because of this, benefit number two is it increases the client lifetime value. I have said this time and time again. I talk about it all the time. It is so much more cost effective to sell to someone who has purchased from you before, and it is more profitable because marketing to a cold audience, one, costs more money than to a warm one. We all know this. But also, statistically, when someone buys from you again, so a second time, third time, they are statistically more likely to not only buy from you again, but also spend more the next time. So in the statistical sense, when you are focused on increasing the lifetime value of your clients, they are going to be with you longer and they are going to continue to spend more and invest in you more. That is, of course, if you are delivering, and that's a whole other piece on that, and listen to every other episode on this show to dive more into that. But that also leads to benefit number three, which is having a strategic offer suite supports your clients on their own development journey. So a lot of times we think, okay, I can help my client with that. So you help your client with that. But then now that they've done that, oftentimes they now need something else. They want additional support. They need to dive deeper into a topic. There's something else happening. Once they reach the next level, then new level, new devil, you know the saying. So being able to think strategically and look at what your clients need. If you listen to our last episode, I talk about shifting your mindset to a client-first mindset and how to do that and why it's so important. Go listen to that because then this episode will make so much more sense and will give you a different lens on why I'm maybe speaking to this for this bullet point. But being able to guide your clients on their own journey and be there for them as they level up, then your offers can level up with them, if that makes sense. So that then increases your client lifetime value, sells your products and services for you. You can then focus on just showing up for your clients, which in turn increases client retention. There are so many benefits and client referrals. It's insane. Let's just do it. Okay. Let's just stop fighting it. We're all going to just commit to making our offer suites more strategic and more intentional. It works. I promise you it works. It has worked for Rebel Office. It works for our clients. Let me walk you through how. So how to add more strategy into your offer suite. 5 ways. Let's do it. Number one, start with your core deliverable and then ask, what do they need before they come into this? So for example, if you think about one of your products or services, I want you to ask yourself, what do they need before coming here? What do they already need to have in place? What understanding of concepts do they already need to have? Where do they need to already be in their journey in order to make the most of that product or service that you are thinking about? Okay. Because this then lets you create an entry point. So this lets you, for someone who maybe you're losing business because some clients, not to say everyone, obviously, if you're getting clients in, great. There may be individuals in your audience who don't feel ready to invest in that or put in the work on that or go after that. Maybe that's because they're not prepared to yet. So if you ask yourself that question, what do they need before? Then you can build an offer that's going to guide them and prepare them and support them to get to the point where they are then ready for that offer. That's where the kind of sells for you piece comes in. Now, number two is where you ask, what do they need after? So when you're thinking about that kind of core deliverable or that core offer, product or service, then you can say, okay, now once they have done that, how can I continue to support them? Where are they now where they may still have questions or may need support or may want to dive in deeper on something? How can I build a product or service that's going to address that so that you can now support them before, during, and after? But of course, at each step, it's during. And you can look at it to say, how can I strategically create a customer journey that is going to support what they need and what they need next? Okay. And you want to ask this for every single one of your products and services. And ideally, you'll, instead of creating this long lines of products and services, you'll create a bit of an ecosystem and something that loops back on pieces. And there's different ways to do this. Check out the Elevated Offers module in the Elevation Lab. You can buy it individually. You don't have to grab all access to the Elevation Lab. You can just grab the Elevated Offers. Highly recommend it. If this is something that you feel like you don't have clarity around your offers right now, or you don't feel like things are being as optimized as you feel like they should be, or if you just like don't like your offers and you're like, well, why do I hate this? How can I create things that I like doing? Go grab it, because this is really going to guide you through this process. And to this point, number three, be conscious of the 4 pillars of your strategic offer suite. The module will guide you through it, Elevated Offers, but it basically what they do. So in your offer suite, you have 4 pillars, or at least that's how we normally take an approach to it. It's not always the case, and your business may be different. Mostly, majority, there is the education piece. Those are your freebies where you're kind of creating awareness and helping with decision making for your clients. Then there's the entry point. This is normally low resistance, low cost, high scalability for you. And then you have your kind of elevated support. So this is generally in between. It's still scalable for you, but it may be higher touch points, normally higher investment and time commitment for your clients. So think kind of high-end course or group program or those types of pieces. And then there is your elite column or pillar for your offer suite. And this is normally one-on-one offers, luxury offers, your kind of high-tier, most expensive, most investment and resource demanding on all sides. And that's where you can look at your offers and say, okay, where does it fit in? And then you can start to say, okay, I don't have to fit everything into one offer. I can start with something easy, help them accomplish a quick win, help them accomplish a concept, understand it, be prepared for my elevated offer where we can dive into these pieces, introduce that, get them working on those things. They can start to integrate more of whatever you want them to integrate. And then your elite is, okay, now they can come in, we'll do the hard work, we'll dive in on a specific area. It'll be more intensive, da, 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 da. Now that's, again, generalized. Every offer suite's different and your business may be different, and that's okay. But just something to think about, and that's where you can start to be conscious of, okay, where do my offers fall on these four pillars, and how can I allow there to be a journey here? Now, on that point, that doesn't mean that you have to put everything out there and you have to be selling 10 things all at once. Absolutely not. Do not do that. Don't do that. Number four is to challenge yourself to have three public offers tops. Okay. And then look for opportunities to have exclusive or upsell offers once they're in your ecosystem. So what I mean by this, and I challenge everyone we work with to do this. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Again, it depends on your business, but at most, three offers that you are selling that are live on your website. Normally, what I recommend is doing either two entry and one elevated offer, or one entry, elevated, and elite offer, so that you can have people coming into all three. But once they come in, then they are opened up to opportunities to continue to work with you. So to that first point, first and second, with where do they start? Like, what do they need before this? And then what do they need after? It's those after pieces that don't need to be public. They can be exclusive to clients who are in your business. So for example, say you are a coach and you are running a group program and it's your kind of highest available offer. So say you have this mastermind, you also have maybe your three, okay, we're going to do a hypothetical, two courses and a group mastermind. Those are your public offers. When someone comes into your group, then they may have the opportunity to upsell to a quarterly intensive with you. So it's like, great, we've done all this work in the group. If you want one-on-one, or you want to continue with me, or you want my eyes still, then let's set up a quarterly intensive full day. You and I, we dive into these areas, da, 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 da. And then you sell not only one offer, but you sell a package of four, which is great. Or maybe it's okay if you need more than that, then I also have available a 6-month one-on-one program, and it's at a much higher price point. If you're looking for that deep dive support, absolutely, it's available to members of this group only. Do you see what I mean? You don't have to put every single possible way that you make money out there to the universe. Why I say three is because generally after that, it starts to get confusing for your clients. Then your clients or your audience are like, okay, well, what's the best way to work with them? I don't know. And then all of a sudden they have too many options and then they're not making a decision. So when you have an offer suite mapped out and you're strategic about the offers in it, then you have the opportunity to say, okay, now what makes the most sense to put out there to get people in the door? And then where do I want them to go once they're in? This could also look like, say, for example, if someone completes one of your courses or your group program or whatever, we're still on our hypothetical example, then everyone gets funneled into potentially this kind of subscription that's low cost. It's basically like a holding offer that allows you to maintain and nurture relationships, deliver value. Say it's like $100 a month and people have the option to subscribe to it, to monthly office hours with you or a live call or a mixer or whatever it is. And then they also maybe get first dibs on any new offers that you have or any special opportunities that you have to work with you. And then you can maintain and continue to nurture that warm audience without them going anywhere. You're continuing to monetize it and stay connected with them. And then at least they're ready for whatever comes next. There are so many different ways to look at your offer suite. And I don't mean to overwhelm you with options, but sometimes having a strategic partner to talk through this, again, that's what the lounge is for. If you join us in the elevated offers, you get instant access to the lounge, which is our community exclusive to the Elevation Lab or any of the modules inside of it. You get instant access, and then you have access to a community where you can ask for feedback and try it out and build out your offer suite and then send it. And then myself or a team member at Rebel Office will review it for you and give our feedback. 100%, it's available to you to engage with us and get our feedback. So definitely a bonus ad, and it's complimentary and you get it for as long as it's around. So that's great. But especially with your strategic offer suites, sometimes just having that external perspective can be like, oh, I hadn't considered that. And we see so many different types of businesses, and we've gotten so creative with offers, especially in our offer strategy intensives. There are 4 1-hour workshops where we'll sit down just one-on-one and work through your offer suites. So that's another alternative as well if you're looking for support. But definitely recommend the elevated offers module first to just try and get your brain working and see if you can do it yourself. But there's so much opportunity in your offer suite. And to that point, the fifth way to add more strategy in is to focus on the transformation and build your offers around that, not vice versa. This is major, and it's definitely what we focus on a lot. We put a big focus on this, especially in our offer strategy intensives. We have a lot of clients come to us and say, okay, I need more freedom. I want to do a membership. Okay, well, why do you want to do a membership? Or why do you want that scalability? Or why do you want to do a group program? Or why is that in your mind? Or why is it structured this way? And a lot of times it's, well, okay, well, that's what works for me. It's like, great. Well, does that work for your clients? Does it support them? And when you're able to focus on the transformation first, then it allows you to open the door to be more creative with, okay, if that's the support they need, then how can I deliver that in a way that makes sense for me? Not how can I make, basically force a transformation to work with me and doing it the opposite of the way that it really should in order to get you the traction that you want. So that's a big piece as well. Again, we dive into it in elevated offers. I'm not meaning to make this episode a big pitch for it, but it's a really impactful module. We call them modules, but it's basically like an individual course where you can grab the bundle to grab them all. But a big focus on it is mapping out what the transformation actually looks like so that you can then optimize each offer to say, okay, if they need regular touch points, but I'm not available for that, then what does that look like? Can I do that in a group setting? Can I have automated check-ins? Can I have a dedicated member of my team to do those check-ins for me? It allows you to really look at that from the perspective. And again, go listen to the last episode if you haven't, about shifting your mindset to a client-first mindset. It's so important. And starting with the transformation is what's really going to dictate how to make your offer suite super tractionable. And super, I don't even know if that's a word, but more like getting more traction quicker and being able to put offers out that people want, which is a huge piece of it, instead of just guessing. And that's also the benefit of kind of having those four pillars and addressing offers in each of them. Is it allows you to test out things, see what people want, have different entry points into your business for people so that you can utilize different budgets, different pain points, and focus on these areas in a more strategic and intentional way. It's not always about adding every possible thing into an offer that you can. Oftentimes, that actually deters from the transformation that you want, because you're just trying to pack in so much value instead of actually focus on what needs to happen in that offer. So food for thought, there's 5 ways to add more strategy into your offer suite. I told you I was going to power through this one, but all very important pieces. And I just want you to just start looking at your offers and say, where are they coming from? What do they need ahead of time? That's also a great question to start to brainstorm some freebies. But also, where do they need to go after? And how can I really design each of those offers to focus on the transformation and be impactful? And if there's anything that I can maybe pull back to say, okay, these are going to be side door offers or offers that once people are in, they're going to be exclusive. What are the 3 public offers that I can focus on that get the most traction to a cold audience to say, okay, come on in, I can help you with that. And then once you help them with that, say, great, I can help you with the next thing.
Thanks for tuning into the It's a Vibe podcast with Rebel Office. Now go put on your favorite playlist and start taking that elevated, intentional action. But don't forget to make the space you need and have fun working on your business, because that's what it's all about after all. Until next time, cheers.